So I don't know if you read this, but in the November 5th issue of The New Yorker, a writer made a claim that has circulated around the internet. Here it is, quote, "The average new car sold in the U.S. today gets 20 miles to the gallon, which is enough." Which is, remarkably enough, less than Henry Ford's Model T got when it went on the market 99 years ago last month, end quote. It wasn't long before car companies pounced on the comparison. Chrysler's VP of Communications rebutted the claim online, writing, "There's a reason. The Model T weighed 1,200 pounds, less than half the weight of most vehicles today. The Model T didn't have safety features like dual airbags, reinforced safety cage, anti-lock brakes, and traction control. The Model T didn't have electric windows, interior lights, air conditioning, a radio, and CD player." So take that.
Thanks for the clarification.
Yeah, really.
Model T didn't have a CD player.
Just in case you were curious about that. Okay, so we wanted to talk to somebody who has no dog in this fight about this war of words and comparisons about gas mileage. So we wanted to talk to senior auto editor of Popular Mechanics, Mike Allen. Hi, Mike.
Good morning.
Okay, so as I said, no real dog in this fight. You're not a reporter trying to make your case. You're a guy who flacks for a car company. Do cars sold now get worse mileage than the Model T?
You know, without being totally unfair to the guy from The New Yorker, he's talking through his hat.
That's a very nice way to put it. Why?
As your other guy pointed out, Model Ts weighed 1,200 pounds, had no emission controls of any sort, had a top speed of 30 miles an hour, downhill with a tailwind. And, you know, you can buy a car today in Europe that gets over 80 miles per gallon on just plain old diesel fuel, and it'll go 80 miles an hour. So,
but let me seize on something that a point the writer was making and sort of the car guy made, that the car with the Model T was lighter and that fuel economy has to do about efficiency. So isn't there a lesson to be made about making lighter cars?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So how do we go about making lighter cars?
Well, we have to train the American public to buy, you know, 2,000-pound or 2,500-pound two-seat cars instead of 6,000-pound eight-seat SUVs.
Oh, good luck with that. But what would these lighter cars be made of? Because we know they are available in Europe.
There's nothing really trick about making a 2,000-pound car that'll get 75 or 80 miles per gallon. They make them out of aluminum. They make them out of steel. Those are both pretty conventional materials. It's not like they're made out of carbon fiber or unobtainium.
And what about all the bells and whistles?
Unobtainium, by the way.
I
That's
heard
not
that.
A real element.
You know, if the car manufacturers were allowed to by the DOT and the EPA, and the car buying public would be willing to drive a car that only got a 30-mile-per-hour top speed and didn't have any safety devices and only had brakes on two wheels and didn't even have a windshield, we could probably build a car that got 200 miles per gallon, not 20.
But here's the question. What does that do about to safety?
Well, the safety pretty much goes out the window, doesn't it?
And in terms of the way people buy cars these days, I mean, my sister's giving me all kinds of guff about not having side airbags. I can't imagine a car without airbags, without a windshield, would be able to sell at this point.
Exactly. You know, they do sell some neighborhood electric vehicles, which are not licensed for use on public roads, that have a top speed of 25 or 30 miles an hour. And, you know, if you're only driving it down the driveway to the mailbox, that's one thing. But
so
out on the freeway, that's a different kettle of fish.
But I'm also curious about in terms of viability. So you have a car that's made of carbon fiber aluminum. Maybe it's got lightweight glass or no windshield. It's got skinny tires. It's teardrop shaped, so it's aerodynamic. What is this thing going to look like?
It'll probably look a lot like a Honda Insight.
A Honda Insight. I'm writing that down. What did you want to ask, Mike?
Yeah, Mike, I take your point. Fine, the Model T got better mileage than a car. You know what gets better mileage than a Model T? A horse, walking. I understand that. But isn't there like an arms race issue here? That even if a whole bunch of Americans say, let's go lighter, the fact that there are already monstrous SUVs on the road makes people either feel unsafe or literally be unsafe?
Yes and no. Mm-hmm. If you take, you know, a 2,000-pound car with the same safety systems built into it and crash it into a 6,000-pound SUV, guess who loses?
Yeah.
That's just physics.
Yeah.
On the other hand, if I had to crash into a brick wall or a big tree in a 1956 Cadillac that weighed 4,800 pounds, or a brand new Toyota Prius that weighs 3,200 pounds at 60 miles an hour. I'd take the Toyota every time.
Mike Allen is a senior auto editor for Popular Mechanics. Thanks, Mike.
Mm-hmm.